Welcome to Diary of a Big Lad, where Shadow, that's me, charts my ups and downs on my quest to improve my health, lifestyle, and get myself to where me wants to be. We talk fitness, diet, social influences, and I record my conquest with what's worked for me, what hasn't, and how you can fix your mindset to a healthier, happier you. And this week we have a very special episode. In fact, it's a special series we've laid out for you. I wanted to do a three-part series so that you can create a solid method for reaching your overall goals. So this is a method that has worked for me to help me achieve my goals, and I wanted to put it into three separate eps so you can really take the time to focus on each step. I love kissing, keeping it simple. So here we go. Let's start with today's ep. So today's going to be about setting your long-term goals. Achieving any life goal requires knowing three things, which I refer to as the three D's. In order to know these three things, you've got to ask yourself three questions. Desire. What do you really want? Drive. Why do you want it? And do. What do you need to do? So, first step is figuring out your desire. So, what do you really want? So, first step in this challenge today is I want you to brainstorm. So write down everything that you can think of, whether it's big or small. And that's right, I want you to do it now. So if you need to pause at any time, get your pen and paper ready, and get it wrote down. This is about helping you set them goals and get them achieved. So write down everything you can think of, big or small, things that you would like to change, achieve, or do. For the sake of the app, we'll be focusing on long-term goals that are within a year. So your goals can be nearer or further than that, but a year tends to be a pretty good time to work with. It's what I work with myself. If you've got a goal that'll take longer than a year, feel free to break that down and identify a part of that goal that you can do within a year and write that down. Goals can be personal, they can relate to work, or they can be both. It's whatever you're trying to achieve. So take your time, figure out what you really want, and write everything down that you can think of, no matter how big or small. Step two. What we're going to do here is we're going to simplify. Yeah, we want to keep things simple. So look at your list and group all your goals that are similar or that can be combined into one larger goal. So if you've got a goal to do things like I've been doing, fit into XL size clothing, lose weight, become fitter, then categorize them into one group so they're all together. So you're keeping things simple and not interjecting too many things that can fly in other directions. The third step is what we want to do is we want to prioritize. So look at all your simplified goals or your groups of goals, and now circle the ones that you feel are the highest priority. Rate each circled goal on a scale of 1 to 3, 1 being the highest priority and 3 being the least. Step 4. Now I want you to identify one or two major goals for this year. Look at your priorities and identify one or two goals that will, one, make the biggest impact on your life, and two, will take about a year to implement. Now you've got all your goals, yeah? I'm going to recap on my method for setting goals, which is SMART goals. So SMART goals are goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. That's the acronym. So breaking it down into each category. Specific. Look at your goals. Is your goal specific enough? Is it something that could be easily identified when you've reached it? If not, how could you make it more specific? Think about if you're telling your goal to someone, you would want that person to be really clear on what your goal is. And you can use this as a test. If you think your goal may or may not be specific enough, test it out by asking or telling someone what your goal is and asking them to explain it back to you. If they can't explain it back to you, get more specific. Measurable. Is your goal measurable? Would you be able to tell if you've reached it? Is there a clear criteria for meeting that goal? If not, how can you make the goal more measurable? Achievable. Is your goal achievable? Is it something that you've considered and understand that it is in fact possible and able to be accomplished? If not, how can you adjust your goal and or your time frame of expectations when you're going to meet that goal to make it more achievable? Relevant. Is your goal relevant to what you want to achieve overall? So does it tie in with where you want to be? If you're setting goals for fitness and weight loss, but your actual overall desire is to be more financially secure, they're not linking up right. I know that's an extreme example, but think about what your overall desire is and whether the goals that you're setting really tie in with that overall desire. This is a great way to stop yourself setting the goals for the sake of setting goals as well. Because if you set goals for the sake of setting goals, you're not going to be committed to achieving them. And then time bound. Does your goal have a time frame? This is one of the most important steps for me. Set yourself a date or a duration. Do you have a sense of urgency for the next step? If not, is there anything else that you need to do in order to be able to put your goal on a timeline and begin taking action? And there's one final step outside of setting your goals for SMART goal setting methods, and that is outcomes. Are your goals written based on outcomes? So is it written based on the things that you want and not just the task that you want to accomplish? So think about what the outcomes you're looking for. Do you need to adjust the way that you've worded your goals to be focused on outcomes? Great. So you've got your list of goals. You understand the SMART methodology. You know that you want them to be listed as outcomes. Your task now is to rewrite your goals considering the SMART guideline based on outcomes. Whatever you need to do, pause, rewind the app, take it back, look at it in more detail. However you need to section this particular episode, get them goals written down. Get your goals written down for the year. Get them done in the SMART method and get them done based on outcomes. And then next week, we'll touch base again and we'll be looking at how we can chunk this yearly goal or goals into milestones that make them or make you feel like you're more feasible to achieve them. And just a top tip for those of you that might be struggling with this method, or you know, you might find challenges with it. Nico has kindly agreed to sit silent in the background on each episode, and at the end of the series, he's going to have completed all of these tasks himself, and I'm giving him no other help or no other guidance other than what I'm talking about on these episodes. And we're going to see what he comes out with and any challenges that he had so he can further help you follow this task and follow this guidance. And as always, make sure you set your goals, but never forget to keep on sweating. Diary of a Big Lad is an Osborne Road production featuring Chad O'Brien and Nico Diodoro. Theme tune written and performed by Jay Stevens. For more Diary of a Big Lad content, find us at Diary of a Big Lad on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, baby.